Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. So lots to talk about. As always, you can take control here. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can actually submit content right there to the front page of the website. So go there and get interactive. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Coming up, the lady who made headlines for famously saying on, or infamously, depending on how you look at it, for getting on the air on a television station and saying, F it, I quit. Well, she's now been raided by the police. We can talk more about that coming up here in a moment. But, Mark, you've got a story about some very bizarre performance art. Street performance that happened here?
Well, I'm not entirely sure. I've got it's basically coming in an email here, and I think it's it's interesting.
Is that trustworthy?
Yeah, absolutely. I saw an article on this, but I haven't had really much of a chance to look at it. But just going on here, this is a quote from the article. This piece was primarily a trust exercise in which this the author here, Abramovic, she's an artist, excuse me, and in which she told viewers she would not move for 6 hours, no matter what they did to her. She placed 72 objects one could use in pleasing or destructive ways, ranging from flowers and a feather boa to a knife and a loaded pistol, on a table near her, and invited the viewers to use them on her however they wanted.
So I wonder if she was inviting them with some sort of signage or actually speaking. I imagine since she's saying she's not moving, she couldn't possibly be speaking to people.
I would think that was the case.
Okay.
Initially, Abramovic said viewers were peaceful and timid, but it escalated to violence quickly. The experience I learned was that if you leave decision to the public, you can be killed. I felt really violated. They cut my clothes. Stuck rose thorns in my stomach. One person aimed the gun at my head, and another one took it away. It created an aggressive atmosphere. After exactly 6 hours, as planned, I stood up and started walking towards the public. Everyone ran away, escaping an actual confrontation. This piece revealed something terrible about humanity, similar to what the Phillips Zimbardo Stanford Prison Experiment or Stanley Milgram's Obedience Experiment, both of which also proved how readily people will harm one another under unusual circumstances. This performance showed just how easy it is to dehumanize a person who doesn't fight back. And it's particularly powerful because it defies what we think we know about ourselves. I'm certain that no one reading this believes the people around him or her are capable of doing such things to another human being, but this performance shows otherwise. And then, interestingly, so every single person who told me, ignore them, they'll go away. You can't let them know they bothered you, and they'll stop if you don't see or react. Well, all that was bullcrap. My entire school career, I want you to look good and hard at this. So it's very interesting. The point, I think
this... Is this 30 years old? 40 years old?
No, I don't know.
Okay. So what I'm looking at here is... I just searched when you were talking, because you said this came in an email. Of course,
right.
You
told me you liked the article a minute before the show, and I was not ready.
Well, the immediate response was, well, this, you know, it's something that's forwarded in an email is obviously, you know, suspect immediately to me, because there's a lot of stuff that gets forwarded in emails. And so when you were talking, I did a Google for one of the things that was said in the article just to see what I could dig up. There was a post from 2 years ago on Reddit with this particular language, and it says Marina Abramovic, Rhythm Zero, 1974. Maybe that was her birthday. Maybe she's, you know, 40 years old or something, and this was done a couple of years ago. I'm interested in learning more about
it. It sounds like performance art, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't doubt that this was performance art. I just, you know, I'd be interesting because it does show here on this Reddit that there is some kind of a video to accompany this, but the video is marked as private on YouTube. So it would be interesting to learn a little bit more about this and exactly what the situation is. I mean, yeah, there's some weird, sick people out there. I can't say that it surprises me at all, but let's go to Mitchell in Ohio. Mitchell, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Okay, my first thing I want to say, Michael Savage, I mean, I don't like him. I like y'all pretty well. But, no, I was told that Jesus is coming to come to me and be within.
You were told that what? You're a little muffled. Yeah. It's hard to make out what you're saying.
Maybe pull the phone back just a little bit from your mouth.
Okay, Jesus is coming, and no less than a year. And, I mean, within my lifetime, I can guarantee it.
Okay, and who told you that?
Well, I talk to more or less myself all the time, but I'm a whack job. I got my crazy paper, but I'm not on no SSI or nothing like that. Michael Savage, he ain't no good. I mean, y'all pretty good, like I said.
Well, I want to talk about
Jesus. So you told yourself that Jesus was coming?
No.
Who told you that?
I had two friends sitting with me up there in the house.
The crazy house?
No, in his house.
Oh, okay.
No, I ain't never been in one of them.
Gotcha.
But it just popped in my head all of a sudden. It said to go viral and say Jesus is coming. I heard somebody
so
call
it popped
me.
In your head.
Yes, I mean, just
so
I got two witnesses.
So you're hearing voices.
Oh, well, yeah, but they're good voices, ain't they? They tell me to go kill
just,
people or things
that's
like
that's good,
that.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Good voices. You're right.
So this happened, you know, when you get really involved in the whole religious thing, oftentimes you can get you can make one myopic. Like you can start focusing on things like the rapture. I remember at one point when I was a Christian, I was concerned as to whether or not, and I was in prison at the time, whether Jesus was going to come before I got out of prison, and I wasn't going to be able to enjoy life on the outside as a, you know, sort of good, productive individual. That was in 1990, I would suspect, as far as a date goes. So it's been, you know, we're talking 20-something years since then. Paul in the New Testament, and I can't tell you exactly where, but he claims that Jesus is coming back soon in the New Testament, more than 2,000 years ago, or about 2,000 years ago. So I wouldn't get too wrapped up in it. I suspect that, and the Bible's clear that no man knows the hour or the day. It's unlikely that Jesus is coming back in your lifetime.
Okay. Well, that's fine. We'll see about that.
Okay.
But the Hillary Clinton thing, I mean, I wish people would just drop that, you know, she got emails. I mean, the government is crooked. I mean, we can all say that.
There's no doubt about that. Mitchell, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I got to admit, I mean, the only thing I really heard about the Hillary Clinton thing was the few things you've said about it on the air, Mark. I guess she ran some kind of email server off the books to send emails to where they couldn't be retrieved, like through Freedom of Information requests, essentially using her private email server for public purposes, but secretly? Is that kind of the gist of it?
She was doing her email stuff on a private server that she had control of as opposed to
the government.
The government one. We're employing the lady, and
I am not.
Well,
I do not employ any of those people in Washington, D.C.
Okay, so nominally you're employing her, right?
No, I mean, I've never hired her for anything.
Yeah, but the idea is that we are the government?
Well, it's a ridiculous idea.
Okay, fine, but it's a ridiculous notion that she works for us, but that's a nominal notion.
What does it mean by when you say nominal?
In name.
Okay.
So supposedly.
I don't subscribe to that.
Okay, supposedly. We'll use the term supposedly.
All right.
Supposedly, she works for us. And if somebody works for you, you should be able to see what they're sending on, company time as well.
We'll come back with more here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message has resonated with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can also buy some delicious wine from Cameron Hughes. He's going to get you wine that you would normally pay $70 to $100 a bottle for, in some cases more than $100. You'll get some really fancy wine from some of the best vineyards out there. Thing is, you don't get to find out which vineyard it came from. And see, what happens is Cameron goes and he buys sometimes some extra wine, sometimes fruit from these fancy wineries, and then he'll either make the wine himself in their facility, or he'll just buy their extra wine. Either way, you get their quality of wine, this excellent wine, at an average of $15, $20, $25 per bottle. And so it's a tremendous discount on what's excellent wine. The thing is, he can't put the name of the actual source of the wine on the bottle, otherwise he'd be undercutting them directly and they wouldn't sell him the extra. So you can cash in on this deal by going to chwine.com, take advantage of the awesome prices, and get an extra 20% off many of their best wines by using code FTL, plus get free shipping with that code. Now, it is not a cheap thing to ship wine, so you're probably looking at paying, what did he say, like at least $36 or something for shipping normally, because this is fairly heavy product. You want to order several bottles
right.
at once.
Liquid is heavy. I would assume that wine's somewhere around 8 pounds a gallon, right?
I don't know, but it's heavy. And you can
like
go to
water.
chwine.com. You can click the microphone there in the, I believe it's in the top left, and enter the code FTL to get the deal. So again, 20% off. They're already low prices on some of the best wines there, select wines, and then free shipping on anything that you order at chwine.com with code FTL. It is a limited time offer, so don't delay on that free shipping deal. That's code FTL at chwine.com. Go try it for yourself. We did. We had the like a wine tasting here next door to the studio, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great, and the wine was great too. I mean, awesome.
chwine.com, code FTL. We'll get back into this weird performance art here in a moment. I've been digging around. Turns out it did actually happen in 1974, and the artist is in her 60s today.
But I think it has a story to tell us.
Yeah, well, let's get into that here in a bit. But first, two, your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything at 855-453. Don is on the line in Detroit. Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, Don. Go ahead.
What is your name?
You're on with Ian and Mark. This is Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, it sounds like a good show. Yeah, I'm in Southwest Detroit, and I work in circuses. And we get on a lot of conference calls. Are you familiar with Doug and Joe Hagman?
Nope, never heard of them.
Fritz Springmeier, Bill Schnubbelin,
nope.
Alex Jones.
I've heard of Jack. Yeah, we know who Alex Jones is.
Yeah, a lot of us get on conferences from all over States and
is this like conferences for people that work in circuses?
We talk about anything about music, about New World Order stuff, about diet, about people that are suicidal, about ISIS, you know, anything. We talk about everything.
Okay.
We're going to be on at 8 o'clock tonight. We're on Monday through Friday.
Well, you can't really call talk radio and promote something else to do during our talk radio show. Did you have some sort of issue you wanted to discuss?
Well, it's my first time calling. You sound like you guys are pretty interested, and I'm glad I got through.
Interesting or interested?
Interesting. You guys sound like you're pretty,
So thank you for the accolades, but we do a talk show where we encourage people to call in and, you know, discuss whatever issue or thing they want to talk about. I'm not going to allow you to just plug something else that's going to encourage our listeners to tune out from the show. But if there's some sort of issue that you thought you wanted to share with our audience, now would be a good time for that.
Well, could I say it real quick? I just heard about a plane crashing. Did you hear about it on the news? Germany.
Is this the Alps? Is this the plane that crashed in the Alps?
Possibly. I just heard it on the radio like maybe an hour or so ago, right? I don't know if you know, heard anything about it or anything. You know,
well, the USA Today article calls it a picture of horror, so it doesn't sound like it's very good.
Yeah, I can't. It's usually not good when planes crash, and I imagine it's even worse when they crash in very, very cold, mountainous places.
Right.
Last time that happened, I don't think anybody made it.
Do you think the New World Order was involved, or are you not sure yet?
Who knows? They said they're looking to find about the black box, you know, any evidence in the black box thing, you know.
So So what's the deal with conference calls? I got to know. I mean, we're in the 21st century. And is this sort of like a relic from the 20th century, the old party line idea or whatever? I mean,
yeah, we could do a Google Hangout.
Yeah, nowadays we have things like internet chat rooms, Hangouts on Google. Right. Are these for people who don't have internet? Is that what the conference call thing is?
Right. I don't have internet, and one of our callers.
How are you listening to the show tonight?
The Genesis number 1605562.
Ah, okay. You're doing a call in through the listen line. Gotcha.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Cool.
Right.
So you're a non internet person living in the United States. I have to say that's pretty unusual. Why not? Why no internet for you?
I'm in a pretty rough neighborhood. I'm in Southwest Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever been here before, but
No, I don't plan to.
Yeah, it's pretty rough here, and I lost my mom 7 years ago. I lost my dad in 96. My two brothers, I play in bands and stuff. And like I said, I work in circuses. And a friend of mine that introduced me to some Alex Jones material, Ernie Speck, he gave me the number like 5 years ago. I got really sick, man, and I felt like I died, you know.
So what happens? I mean, so you call this number. How many people are on the call typically?
It varies. Sometime one of our guys, he's an Indian, WillieWhitefeather.com. He's in Oregon, and he made a movie with Kevin Costner, Tin Cup, and he teaches survival.
On the conference calls, he teaches
what? Yeah,
he teaches survival.
Yeah,
so you just sort of call in, and people are just talking about whatever. There's not, like, any kind of structure or schedule or, like, moderator.
We talk about the blood moons, right? We talk about anything.
Oh, my gosh. The blood moons. Now we know it's gone off the rails. Hey, thanks for the call, Don. I appreciate it. Good luck with those calls. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You never hear about the conference call thing, Mark, unless... what are you showing me?
The Willie White Feather website.
Okay. It looks like it's from 1998.
Yes, it does. It has that look.
So the conference call thing, it's kind of interesting. Like every now and then you'll hear about people having these conference calls, and they're usually in reference to sort of the obscure, esoteric kind of courtroom theory movement. That's where I typically hear about these
conference calls. Okay.
It's like, you get in the court, and there's a yellow fringe on the flag, and you cross the bar, and you've got entered their jurisdiction. You know, those kind of guys?
Yeah.
They always have conference calls. And it's like, hey, you call this number, and you'll learn all about it.
I have conference calls to talk about radio scripts and things like that for new clients. Sometimes they'll want to set these up, and you call into a number, you chase them something.
I mean, they're still used for business, I guess, but usually whenever I hear about them, they're coming in kind of the kook context. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663. Or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Just dial on in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And no, we don't really do conference calls here on Free Talk Live, although every now and then...
We'll conference a few people.
Yeah, every now and then, if we get some real crazy nut job on Free Talk Live, then we'll open up the phone lines and allow other people to call in and talk to that person. By the way, welcoming Rich Paul to the show. Good evening,
late,
sir.
Rich Paul.
Better late than never. We're always glad to have you here.
Not the late. You know, my favorite conference call was when we had James in Arizona, and we conferenced him in with Dave from Poughkeepsie.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah. And,
and they fought it out.
Well, basically, they didn't fight it out.
Oh, yeah,
James barely even spoke to Dave. He just
James
insulted him sort of in the third person. Yeah, yeah.
James owned Dave on that call.
Okay.
Speaking of conferences, by the way, Mark, you and I were heading out at the end of the week to Austin, Texas for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's the second one, and I imagine it's going to be even better than the first. And the first one was pretty good. We were there broadcasting live last year. We'll be there again this year. We'll look forward to seeing you, and you'll get to see all kinds of great speakers, because I can tell you, Free Talk Live's not really the attraction here. More like a sideshow. The attraction is the great big names that are going to be having from the Bitcoin universe and beyond. George Gilder, he is a world-famous investor, economist, and author. Sambala Nair from IBM, the architect of their blockchain technology. David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Anthony DiOrio, Charlie Schrem, the new Bitcoin felon, as he's describing himself. And many other speakers are still getting lined up. You can go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Until I don't know when, but it's going to be soon. They're going to cut off those online orders, and you need to go get your tickets ASAP TexasBitcoinConference.com. Use code FTL when you do. You'll save $25 off the already affordable $150 admission price. So again, code FTL gets you the discount over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. We'll be with you in Austin, Texas on March 28th and 29th. That's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It's a one-of-a-kind event. A lot of fun, and these Bitcoin conferences are always a blast, but they did a great job in Texas last year, so don't miss this one. Also, they'll be featuring the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon, and it must have worked out, right, because they're doing a second one. So TexasBitcoinConference.com, code FTL. So let's bring Rich up to speed here. He just walked in. We'll recap as well for listeners who are just tuning in. At the very beginning of the show, we just barely touched on this earlier. Mark, you had been sent an email, and I immediately thought, okay, email, let's check this out. Maybe this is just total BS. It was actually Richard Onley, who's a former mover for the Free State Project, who sent this to you.
Our former minister of propaganda.
And he, this is actually old news, Mark. The, we were wondering when this came about, because I Googled the story, and we were wondering if this happened in 1974 or if the artist was born in 1974. Turns out it happened in 1974. The artist is now in her late 60s. Her name is Marina Abramovic, and this particular art installation was called Rhythm Zero. So I'm going to read the Wikipedia summary, which sort of covers some of the points that were made in the email that you were sent. To test the limits of the relationship between performer and audience, Abramovic developed one of her most challenging and best-known performances. And she assigned a passive role to herself, with the public being the force which would act upon her. She placed on a table 72 objects that people were allowed to use. A sign informed them. So that was my other question, was, you know, did she tell people about this, or was there just some signage informing them? And they could use the items on her in any way that they chose. Some of these objects would give pleasure, while others would be wielded or could be wielded to inflict pain or to harm her. Among those were a rose, feather, honey, whip, olive oil, scissors, a scalpel, gun, and a single bullet. For 6 hours, the artist allowed the audience members to manipulate her body and actions. So it's not clear where this is taking place. That's another question that I was, you know, is she in like an art, what do they call it, a gallery or something like that? Or is she on the streets of New York City? That I'm not real clear on. 6 hours, the artist allowed the audience members to manipulate her body and actions. This tested how vulnerable and aggressive the human subject could be when hidden from social consequences. By the end of the performance, her body was stripped, attacked, and devalued into an image that Abramovic described as the Madonna, Mother, and Whore. Additionally, markings of aggression were apparent on the artist's body. There were cuts on her neck made by audience members, and her clothes were cut off of her body. In her works, Abramovic affirms her identity through the perspective of others. However, more importantly, by changing the roles of each player, the identity and the nature of humanity at large is unraveled and showcased. By doing so, the individual experience morphs into a collective one and creates a powerful message. Abramovic's art also represents the objectification of the female body as she remains motionless. And I did see a picture, by the way, from this, and she, at least at this, the point in the picture, was topless. So presumably it says she was stripped.
Yeah, her clothes were cut off with some scissors.
Right. So going on here, by doing so, the individual experience morphs into a collective one. This type representation also reflects key political issues such as BDSM, which complicates and questions the relation between art versus sexuality and public discourse. Initially, members of the audience reacted with caution and modesty, but as time passed and as the artist remained passive, people began to act more aggressively. As Abramovic described it later, quote, what I learned was that if you leave it up to the audience, they can kill you. I felt really violated. They cut up my clothes, stuck rose thorns in my stomach. One person aimed the gun at my head and another took it away. It created an aggressive atmosphere. After 6 hours as planned, I stood up and started walking toward the audience. Everyone ran away to escape an actual confrontation. Now, the emailer, Mark, suggested that this meant something, right?
Yeah, it says the point it makes is that the much vaunted power of pacifism is delusional. Comfortingly so, it's true, at least to the point that the effort of ignoring consequential pain becomes too strenuous for denial. So his claim is that, you know, what this shows is that pacifism essentially doesn't work. What it does is it whips people up. And if you say you're a pacifist, immediately people begin coming up with the most violent of scenarios to talk to you about. You say you're a pacifist. Well, what if somebody broke into your house and began to rape your wife? Right? Like, you know, these things immediately.
They want to test you.
Right. Those are the first things that you say. Now, I'm a Quaker, and Quakers are sort of known for pacifism, but I don't believe that pacifism can exist.
What do you mean?
I think that it is it just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know what people mean when they say pacifism.
Well, my understanding is that a pacifist will not act to defend even themselves from harm.
So, is that by using violence or not? Could they use nonviolence to defend themselves?
Define nonviolence. Would that mean like, you know, jumping over a pit of snakes so the person might fall in? I mean, what do you mean by that?
Well, what if I have the ability, you know, a door that is a sturdy door between me and an axe murderer, and the axe murderer is running at me to cleave my skull? And
I'd say that is probably not pacifism. What do you think, Rich?
But I close the door?
Closing the door, I would say, would be pacifism. The thing that most self-proclaimed pacifists will not do is defend themselves with force. And I consider it to be a nice try, but an ignoble philosophy, because the outcomes of pacifism is, if you had a society of nothing but committed pacifists, maybe that society could survive until the first sociopath was born, or the first psychopath, or the first person who had something wrong to him and wanted to kill, and then he could kill the entire society if he took his time. You know, they could run away from him, but they couldn't resist him. And eventually they would all be slaughtered. So any definition of good which requires good to be slaughtered by evil is not what I would call good.
I would also, you know, having thought about this a great deal, is there, I don't believe, first off, most people that are pacifists, like the Quakers and that sort of thing, are not going to claim to be anarchists. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to say, we should have no laws, but laws are backed up with violence. What do you think, when a police officer comes and takes away a bad person, they're willing to shoot that person in order to take them away. So, you know, if you support the government, you can't really claim to be a pacifist.
Well, okay, I think this is interesting.
Pacifists call the police.
Let's continue the discussion here in a moment. And maybe you consider yourself a pacifist. We'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. Maybe you can help us really understand what it means. 855-450-3733.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Now, when I invited pacifists to call into the show, it wasn't to suggest you have to defend yourself or anything like that. But you just want to learn more. Just want to know.
Well, the whole point is that they won't. So.
Exactly. But, you know, we just want to know more about what it means to be a pacifist. I mean, the three of us here, I've flirted with the idea, but I just can't justify it. It just doesn't work for me ultimately, because I wouldn't want to stand by as someone that I care about was being harmed. That I think would be too much for me. I'd have to do something about that. But generally, I'm opposed to violence. Generally, I don't believe in escalating conflict. So I can appreciate where they're coming from, at least my understanding, my rudimentary understanding of the idea, not using violence against people who are using violence. I get that, and I think that it's good to avoid conflict in general. It keeps you out of trouble, keeps you out of jail cells, and keeps you, you know, hopefully, you know, maybe it'll keep you from being dead if you can avoid a conflict in the first place. But once violence comes, then you got to do something. At least that's how I feel about it. Now, Rich, there were some other comments that that you wanted to make about this art installation from the 1970s by a lady who is named Marina Abramovic. She's now in her 60s, and she's 68 now. Called Rhythm Zero, where she was, I don't know where it happened, maybe it was an art gallery or on the streets, but she had a bunch of things that people could do things to her body with. Some things were nice, some things not so nice, and she stood still basically for 6 hours as people manipulated her.
I thought she sat.
In various ways.
It does say, after 6 hours, she got up and approached
right.
The audience.
Yeah, it does say stood up, so yeah, she may have been sitting down.
I can't imagine standing for, you know, 6 hours would be
time.
Grueling, you know, in one place and all that.
Well,
but sitting straight up, and when you see the pictures of her in this, she appears to be quite rigid. Sitting straight up would be grueling, too. So,
Rich, you wanted to make a comment about that her message, at least, her interpretation of this performance art was something about how, oh, well, look how bad people are.
Yeah, it seems like her interpretation is that, you know, people in general are bad, and I don't know, or are sadistic, and I don't believe, as a scientist, that she really confirmed that. What she did show is that some people are sadistic. Some people take pleasure in in delivering discomfort to people, but that's something we've already known. They exist, and they're called sadists. And if you're having an art exhibition of this sort, that's somebody who would be attracted to it, just like sadistic people are attracted to becoming police. If you like causing pain, it's called sublimation when psychologists talk about it. You go to somewhere where you can psychologically, get what you want without social approbation by either going to an art show or becoming a cop.
Yeah, I don't know that every person that would join police departments would join for that reason, but certainly it allows people who might be able to be good at sort of hiding that behavior until they get on the job to have a place to go, right?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that every cop is attracted to be a cop because he's a sadist. I think some people actually suffer from the delusion that they're going to be protecting and serving the public, and I don't know what it is that prevents them from eventually realizing that they're protecting and serving us to death. But I think that if you are a sadist and you know that there's this job of police officer available that where you can hurt people as much as you want with impunity, that's the kind of job you're gonna want.
I was talking to a young man at a coffee shop who was getting ready to go into the military. This has been many years, 12, 13 years or something like that. And he told me that, I asked him, what do you want to go into the military for? And he said, you can kill people and get away with it there.
Oh, wow.
I mean, so those were the words out of his mouth. I wouldn't propose to know what it was that he was in, what his real reasons were. But it sounds like he had the desire to do some fighting, doesn't it?
It sounds like he's got the desire to do some killing.
Yeah. So this brings me to a point on pacifism. I think that this term deserves a little more definition, too.
Okay.
It's one of these terms, kind of like democracy, that'll get employed in a general sense and then be defined by the listener and in a specific sense, right? So if you're anti-pacifism, you will generally start using immediately, like the three of us, right? You'll start looking at pacifism in its most minute form rather than sort of the general term. Like, pacifist can just be somebody who's against war, and I am. So
I don't know if that's true. I mean, I thought a pacifist was someone who goes all the way. Like, you can oppose war and not be a pacifist.
Well,
you can be a pacifist.
Look it up.
A pacifist would oppose war for sure, but not everyone who opposes war is a pacifist.
I'm looking at Brian Kaplan's The Common Sense Case for Pacifism here from econlibrary.org, and he's using four different definitions of pacifism that basically say it's somebody who's anti-war. So what I'm saying is there's different definitions. Yes, a pacifist could be a person who refuses to employ what we would call any kind of violent force. Violence is kind of a funny word, too, because it's from the root word of violate. So it could mean to somebody aggressive force, or it simply could mean using bodily force, to stop somebody from doing something. But, for me, when I think about, pacifism, I'm asking the question exactly how far can it go? Because if you believe in pacifism, you must believe in it for a reason. What is that reason? Quakers oftentimes would believe that God will protect them, or it's God's will, right? Mm-hmm. These are the historical Quakers that, might have been, not using pacifism for those reasons. If that's the case, then, who are you to... I gave the example of the axe murderer coming at you and you shutting a sturdy door to keep them away. Who are you to close the door? It might have been God's will that the axe murderer come at you with the door open. Why are you closing the door?
Well, if you're a pacifist and you believe that God is going to protect you, then I would suggest that you do some historical research into what has happened to people who believed that God was going to save them. And it's frequently definitely quite horrific.
It's funny, but I don't think that's what Quakers think. I think that they would have thought in the past that whatever happens is God's will, that life on earth is fleeting and unimportant compared to life in the hereafter, so therefore the way you conduct yourself on earth is more important than disproportionately more important, and you should attempt to, you know, sort of not make mistakes in this way. So I mean, you know, whatever. It's interesting. I'm still not going to ascribe to pacifism in that form either.
So when we were talking about pacifism, I guess I'm looking at the Wikipedia article here, and there's a fairly lengthy section about defining pacifism. And what I was talking about when I was talking about somebody who would not even defend themselves or others from attack, they call that absolute pacifism.
Okay.
So the Wikipedia article says that pacifism covers a spectrum of views. So absolute pacifism is generally described by the BBC, apparently, as one who believes that human life is so valuable that a human should never be killed and war should never be conducted, even in self-defense. The principle is described as difficult to abide by consistently due to violence not being available as a tool to aid a person who is being harmed or killed.
Well, if it says that they should not be killed, then you can just use non-lethal violence to stop them. But, you know, God forbid.
But not if you're an absolute pacifist.
Well, that was the definition they just gave. That was what they just said. And I don't believe that that would be the definition of an absolute pacifism. Agreed. However, that's not what that definition just gave.
Well, it's a summary in Wikipedia of what the BBC allegedly said at some point. Let's see. The principle is difficult to abide by. It is further claimed that such a pacifist could logically argue that violence leads to more undesirable results than nonviolence. And yes.
Well, I just want to point out that there's this the prisoner's dilemma. This is this psychology, this game theory thing where
whether someone rats on somebody, right?
Yeah, this is this whole thing about people ratting on each other, and essentially, if they cooperate, then they, you know, good things happen. If they don't cooperate, then bad things happen to them. And when this game theory is employed in computer models, the most successful system for handling somebody who doesn't stick by their word is a system they call tit for tat. This is one use of retributive force for every time the person sort of betrays you. This is the person being the computer model. And this was the most successful system when employed over the course of, you know, whatever, all these different computer models for handling people. So it's the most merciful, at the same time the most effective. And what this means is that one instance of retributive force used against a person who has, sort of stepped out of line and done something wrong or evil or bad or whatever is the most effective means.
Okay, as a programmer, I'd like to point out that tit for tat is a strategy used against computer programs, not against humans. So whether it would be it may well be the most effective.
All right, more coming up here, and also the prisoner's dilemma. I don't think you quite defined it accurately. We can talk about that too coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary, going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
connect with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.